All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Time now for Coming in Hot. With Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Brent Wallace alongside Jason York and Bobby Ryan. Gentlemen, this is not an April Fool's. I'm just glad I was able to get you to work today.
Not happy.
Bob, isn't this a holidays? Like,
It's supposed to be. Well, you guys have them in Canada every third week. I don't know. So you guys just, Canada is the king of 4-day weekends, but I had to interrupt my date. I went to work out. I had a nice little lunch and then I went to the sweat shack, little sauna, cold tub, and I had to come home to hang with you guys as opposed to a pretty girl in the sauna. So I'm not impressed.
Listen, by the way, we have Angus Crookshank waiting, so we won't take long. However, I just want to point out that you had all last night to hang out with your pretty date at your concert that you complained about.
Oh, I love it, Bob. Just giving
it's pretty
it
bad concert. Oh. They're Fall Out Boy's bad. They suck. good news is it only cost me $1,000. So
that's drop in the bucket.
Oh, I can see where this show is going to go today. We had lots to chat about, including the Sens have won 5 in a row. The last time they did that, Bobby Ryan was a member of the Ottawa Senators. The last time they've won 6 in a row, you were a member of the Ottawa Senators. We'll get to that later. Let's take care of some work before we bring in Angus. I don't want to make him wait any longer. This show is always proudly presented by Betway. Bet your way with Betway. Must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Betway.ca.
As well as BEI, our good friends at Bonneschar Excavating, the heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sector. So when planning your next project, consider them for your aggregate supply needs, including all things from equipment rentals, haulage, floating. If you got it, they can move it. You can find them at BonnesharExcavating.com or at 613-432-1120. Bonneschar Excavating is helping to shape the Ottawa Valley.
And our good friend, Douglas Mattress. Can't forget about Douglas. If you want a great night's sleep, you got to get a Douglas mattress, named Canada's best mattress. Unrivaled comfort, feel, motion isolation, sleeps cool and relieves those pressure points. Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians and over 10,000 five-star reviews. You can order it online. It's very easily. Comes in 1 to 4 business days. And don't forget about that nice sleep bundle package it comes with, pillow, sheets, and a mattress protector. Don't wait to start your 365 night sleep trial by visiting douglas.ca/CIH.
All right. Without further ado, here we go. The guy that's helped single-handedly get the Ottawa Senators to five straight wins.
No pressure.
Angus Cruickshank, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I don't know if I can take credit for the five straight.
Hang on. How did you do it?
Really, yeah, buddy.
When you were called up, since you've been called up, the Sens have not lost a game.
Right?
You know what? Sure. I'll take all the positive, any sort of positivity I can take.
He's not going back. Are you at the where are you? Brook Street?
Minnesota.
No, we're in Minnesota in the St. Paul Hotel.
The St. Paul Hotel. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Love that hotel. Yeah. Love that.
It's not bad. Right. It's old school. The guy's got a top hat. Open the door for us.
Hey, right across the street is one of my favorite restaurants in the NHL. And I can't remember the name of it, but it's the little Italian place right out the back door there.
Listen. Okay, man, we're looking for a spot for tonight. So
that's a spot right across the street. A couple flatbreads for the boys. Maybe a glass of vino. I don't know.
Never, Angus. never trust a guy in a top hat. I can tell you, Bob. You remember in Vancouver at the Pan Pacific Hotel, the top hat guys there.
Yeah.
Those guys could write a book with the guys coming in late after the Roxy. The top hat guys, they got dirt on everybody.
100%.
I'm sure they do.
100%. All right, Wally, take the interview back. Go ahead, buddy.
Much appreciated.
Drag the fun out of it.
I got lots of questions, but I want to start with your first NHL game. So it's packaged all into one, if you will. You get called up. You play your first game, which ends up being DJ Smith's last game. The next game is Jacques Martin's first game. You score your first NHL goal. Like, that's a big 48 hours to me. Can you take me through the whirlwind that was that, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it extends even further than that. So the night, I guess, before I got called up, we were in Cleveland. We just played Cleveland. We had to wait a little bit extra because I guess the Sens had, I think Vladdy, Joe, and I want to say Schartz all got hurt in that game against Dallas. And so we had to kind of wait for the call-ups, and they called up Yuri originally. So they were, okay, we're getting on the bus, head back to Belleville. That bus ride's like, I want to say like 7-8 hours. So you're getting home at like 6 a.m., try to go to bed, wake up at 9:30, which is the best. But I got a phone call from Ryan Bonus at like 10 o'clock with barely could formulate a sentence at that point. He's like, hey, you're gonna come to Vegas, which woke me up immediately. But yeah, you know what, it was cool, like worked out really well. My brother was on break from university, so he was able to come out. My parents were able to obviously come down, and so was my girlfriend. So kind of having those people all come from kind of enjoy that moment was pretty special, and not something that I'm gonna forget. Definitely won't forget looking over during warmups, and they got, like in Vegas, they got like the dancers on the glass, and the Sens had brought my,
I won't forget that either.
Down. The Sens brought my parents down, and I look over at them. My dad and my brother are taking a picture with one of the girls. I'm like, guys, what are we doing here? Like,
incredible.
God love George. So, I mean, that's your first NHL game is Vegas. How wild is that?
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate. My dad had Canuck tickets through his work, so I was able to kind of go to NHL games growing up and kind of experience that. But that's something else. Like, it's the thing that blew me away the most was when they're doing the anthem through the night. They got everybody chants "night." I'm like, whoa! Again, okay, I don't need a sniffer for this one now. I'm good to go. But no, that was, they're such a great team. So deep, and kind of being thrown right into the Lions den was kind of cool.
Angus, we're joking around a little bit coming up and the timing of you coming up with the team's winning, but you seem pretty comfortable. Like, you just, like, what do you attribute that to? Like, some guys get called up, and I remember guys a little bit of deer in the headlights, but you just seem like you're not afraid to hold on to the puck. Got a great shot. Like, what do you put that to? Just you're getting your shot, and you seem to be making the most of it.
Yeah, you know what? It's my kind of biggest issue is always kind of my mental side of things. I used to be super anxious, super kind of, borderline OCD type stuff. So I did some work with a mental coach and a sports psychologist, and that really is kind of, I don't know, just, you know, not to sound kind of cliche and earthy, yeah, but like center myself kind of more in the moment. And just like, I just trust myself. Like, look, it's the NHL. Like, I might as well go be me. If it sticks, it sticks. If it doesn't, it's not meant to be. So that's all I can kind of worry about, and just, I don't know, I guess try to go do my thing as best I can.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's you know what? I wish somebody would have told me that when I first started playing A-bomb.
Right?
Just so worried. It's true though, because you're just so worried, and like you said, like, you just, all you can control is what you do, right? That's you must be working with somebody really good, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's still moments where you second guess yourself. I mean, when you're, I mean, I was this little stretch. I mean, the fact that I got to play with Giroux and Timmy was pretty nuts. Like, when I saw that in the lineup, on the lineup board in New Jersey, kind of took me back a little bit. But so you're kind of like, oh man, like, I want to make sure that I'm doing okay for these guys. But like, I don't know, just those thoughts are going to happen. You just try to kind of snap yourself out of it.
Yeah, you have absolutely to. It's, I played for Randy Carlyle, where he wanted you to second guess yourself every shift. So, but talk about that, because I think that's such a delicate balance that people don't quite understand. They see you on a line with Drew and Stutzla, but they don't recognize that you're thinking a certain way. And all of a sudden you're like, I'm playing with a guy with 1,100 games and the third overall pick, and a guy that's putting up points every night. And like, there's a fine line when you're kind of cutting your teeth in the league, right? You don't want to step on toes, but you want to assert yourself and you want to be the player that you want to be. But at the same time, you don't want to offend anybody. It's like going to the rink every day is a little bit of a balancing act. So it takes some time to kind of figure out where you fit in.
Yeah, it totally is. I mean, I'm still kind of trying to find my way. It's not something that as you guys know, you don't just step in and you can't just shoot it with the guys like you normally do with my team in Belleville, right? So I just, I don't know, try to be as respectful as I can and just on the ice, ask questions when I can, mm-hmm. even if it might seem like a dumb question, just try to ask questions just to make sure everything's okay. I know what I'm doing off of this face off. I know where I'm supposed to be in this situation, all that sort of stuff. So, you know what, just like I said, just it's trusting myself, but also like trying to be as inquisitive as I can.
Yeah. You kind of got to be a sponge, but you don't want to ask questions at the same time. It's just like, it's
tough.
It's, mm-hmm. it's such an interesting dynamic that people kind of misplace. They're just like, you're up and you're in, and you don't realize that you're trepidatious about literally everything for a little bit. It's very weird. I've been through it. I get it. So,
It's still trying to figure that out, but I'm sure it's not something that comes overnight.
Yeah. It isn't.
Do you talk to Drew a lot? And was he your favorite player?
Yeah. You know what? It was cool. My dad and my mom were watching the game at their place, and they live in Vernon, BC in the Okanagan. And we got Drew and Ovi were my two guys growing up. So we got like downstairs, we have a jersey of Drew and a jersey of Ovi, and Drew's jersey is right beside the TV. And so my dad sent me a picture after the game of, like, I think we were at the center ice face off. Drew was taking the drop, and you can see me in the background. And then Drew's jersey is right beside the TV, which is kind of cool, like full circle moment. I just remember those series, like that series that he had against Pittsburgh, where he blew up Crosby first shift, went down and went just bunk. And it was like, oh my God, that's the most electric thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's amazing.
So yeah, kind of having a guy like that, it's really, really cool. And I try to, like you said, Bobby, try not to ask too many questions, but try to, whenever he says something to you, take it in as much as you can, because it's a guy that's one of the best players of our generation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I want to go back to Jacques. So DJ gets fired, and now you have a new coach come in. Like, how are you trying to process all this? You just got there.
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting 48 hours, first 48 in the league. But you know what? It's Jacques he's been very good to me. He's been very kind of helping me along, kind of helping teach me certain things, which I'm very thankful for. But yeah, just trying to, I mean, that sort of stuff I can't really worry about, as I'm trying to cut my teeth in this league. So I just got to kind of, not to sound selfish, but kind of worry about myself and what I can kind of control and go do, I guess, is kind of the only thing I can really think of.
That and take short shifts, eh, Angus?
Yeah, exactly.
if you want to get in Jacques' good books, take short shifts, man. It's so funny, but it's so true.
It makes sense though. You're always fresh, I suppose.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Jocks would have hated me.
You're a long shifter, Bob?
I was a long shifter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was always changing on the back check.
Don't do that, Angus.
They're going the wrong way. I'm out of here.
Save the plus minus.
Yeah. That's it. Corsi God.
Oh, God. You know the worst for that is, guys, is defensemen. Because defensemen have the ability to follow the rush up, and you can kind of see if your forwards might score. And I used to call these guys plus mongers. They'd see, wait. Oh, no goal. Now it's time to change. Or else, oh, we scored. Let's go join the pile. Like, just, man, bad teammates.
Just bad teammates.
Burn them down, buddy.
You're now in Arizona. It's game two. It's Jacques first on the bench. You score your first NHL goal. Your parents are still with you. Can you give me your reaction to everything that's going on in that goal?
To be honest, I wish I could recreate it for you. I blacked out, in all honesty. I tipped the puck, saw it went in, and then I don't recall a whole lot. And then I came back to consciousness, and I saw my parents, my brother, just going berserk. But my brother had a tall boy in his hand. I'm like,
I might have to go to a game with your brother here. Sounds like, yeah, sounds like he's having some fun.
Yeah, he's a good time. AJ's awesome. But awesome. Yeah, having them for that moment was definitely not something I'm going to forget, and definitely I can imagine it's probably not something they're going to forget either, which is pretty cool.
Do you feel slighted scoring your first goal in a building that had 4,500 people in it, or 5,000, whatever it was?
Well, I was a college hockey guy, so I mean, I scored in a college building, so maybe that kind of was cool. But yeah. I mean, it would have been nice if it was on Sens ice. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's just, I can say I scored in the National Hockey League, so I'm not going to complain at all.
There you go. Yep. But,
my first goal was in London, England. So
no way.
The fans cheered because they had no idea which team they were cheering for. So I was like, everybody got up for it. It was awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just trying to wait for you guys to take it all off kilter every once in a while. I want to go back to your injury, that you suffered the injury in a preseason game against Arbor Jack guy. I'll ask you about him in a minute, but can you give me, I guess, your reaction of what that was like, that moment where you're just starting your career, your pro career is about to begin, your first full season, if I'm not mistaken, it ends up getting wiped out. And then you find the you would have known Jerry, but I know you didn't expect to be living with Jerry Townend throughout the year. And so what that time was like for you, it's a lot.
Yeah,
I would apologize.
No, that's okay. It's definitely not the ideal way you want to start your pro career. But you know what? I mean, it's just injuries happen, right? So it's kind of one of those things, but you know what? I was so fortunate when it happened. I mean, I was in a pretty fragile state, as I can imagine most people would be in that sort of situation. But kind of the whole staff, and especially Jerry, taking me under his wing and offering for me to stay. Cause it, I mean, if I went home, I can guarantee my rehab would not have been as productive. And I don't know if I would be exactly in this position right now if I had gone home and did my rehab at home. So, I mean, it's the kindness of the Townends to allow me to stay with them, and really just kind of the care that I received from the trainers, the surgeons, the guys in the gym, and even the team at the time. I mean, obviously I'm there. I'm obviously not a part of the team. So it's an odd dynamic, yeah. But they were really good at kind of including me and making sure that I'm doing okay. And just kind of making sure I'm still on the right track to kind of getting back.
How many times did you meet with Doc Chow?
You know what, Doc Chow, I met with once when it originally happened, but the guy who did it was Dr. Paquel, and he did it.
What a great guy, Angus.
Unbelievable guy. I mean, he drove me nuts, though, because he kept on delaying me from skating, and I was like, okay, man, like, come on, let me get on the ice. I'm losing my mind here. But no, he's I've seen him at the rink for some of the games, and we still catch up and all that stuff. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Best knee, one of the best knee guys in Canada. I'm glad to hear that, because you were in great hands.
I actually just want it on the record for the show so that I can film it and send it to Jerry. That Marnie runs that house, right?
I was getting to that.
She runs a tight ship.
Yeah. I had a feeling. Yeah. I wanted to. Jared lets a little loose when he gets into the locker room, so I wanted to make sure that I have this on record so I can send it to him.
Oh yeah, no, she runs a real tight household.
Yeah, great people though, aren't they? They're just
The best, just some of the nicest people you ever meet.
I said it on our show last week, Wally. There's just you say what you want about Ottawa or the organization in the past, but the medical staff and the people around them, it does not get better in the NHL. It really doesn't.
Yeah, they care.
All of them are fantastic.
Yeah.
Which leads me to the AHL. In your 140 career games, you're still leading the team in scoring at this moment this year. You led the team in goals last year. Are you at all surprised putting up 109 points in 140 career games? I know you played 13 at the end of your UNH year, if I'm not mistaken, but you've put up some very impressive numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate. The coaching staff down there has been so good to me, and they've really kind of believed in me since that injury happened, even when I came out of school as well. They were so good to me as well. But they've given me the opportunity. And I mean, at that point, it's on me to kind of take the bull by the horns and try to do my thing. But that, and I think the beauty about Belleville is there's such an importance on bringing in good guys. Like, as much as important about bringing in good hockey players, it's, you got to bring in good people. Cause I mean, at the end of the day, like you're going to be in that North division. There's some tough towns when you're kind of going through that Northern New York belt, and things can kind of get a little bleak through
Syracuse.
That December through March stretch until the golf course is open. and if you have a good group of guys, it just makes that time go by so much quicker. Everybody's together, everybody's doing stuff. Like it's such a great group down there. And, I'm really kind of lucky to call them all teammates.
Are you, I know you guys are still in the bubble right now, as in Belleville. Are you, I don't know, anxious is the word. I know you want to stay up here, but are you looking forward to possibly going back and helping them if they can get into the postseason here?
Yeah, of course I do. I mean, it's, like you said, it's kind of a, you don't really know what to think. Cause obviously for me personally, I want to stay up here. I want to prove myself in this league. Cause I mean, I'm sure if you asked any of the guys in Belleville right now, they would say the same thing. But I'd be lying if I was saying I'm not checking the scores, checking the standings every single night, like making sure they're checking in on the boys, all that stuff. Like, playoff hockey is the best, man. And whether it's in whatever league you play in. And so I'm hoping we're able to squeeze in here, and hopefully I can help the boys.
Do you wear number 9 in Belleville in honor of Bobby Ryan at all?
Say yes.
Of course.
Yeah. There you go.
Of course.
What's your number? You've worn, now you wear 59. I know you didn't ask for 59. They just give it to you. Are you okay wearing that number?
As long as you got the number 9 in it. Number 9 has kind of always been my number. When I was younger, my dad, he was a big Habs fan. So he would always read me the sweater, which is about the kid getting the Dreaming Boat Rocket Richard jersey. I watched the movie called The Rocket, where the one that Sean Avery gets beat up in. I don't know, that just kind of, it always resonated with me, and I always wore 9 because of that. And it just kind of took off from there.
So no player that you grew up with, like for me, it was Mike Modano, and then
number 9. My favorite player growing up was Marcus Naslund of the Canucks. 19, I mean, I was a big Canucks fan. That whole line with Morrison, Bertuzzi, Naslund, Jovanovski, and all those guys, they were the best.
It makes me feel old. I played with 2 of those guys. I played with Bimo and Bert.
So, that's cool.
Yeah. For me, it was Mike Modano. And actually, my first game in the NHL wearing number 9, I was like 2.5 years into the league. And I just came in one night and they put number 9 in my stall. Cause you know how it goes. You get a number just assigned to you. And then I walked in, we were playing Dallas that night. and I wore number 9 against Mike Badano, my childhood hero. And I have a picture of the two, same with you in the Giroux thing. I have a picture of me and Mo skating side by side wearing number 9 together. So
that's unreal.
One of my better ones. Yeah.
That's so cool. Angus, speaking of guys, like talk about Madonna and Giroux, what about Alfie? Is he, you know, having him on the bench and in practice, any words of wisdom from him? Have you played keep away with him yet?
Yeah, today was actually my debut in keep away against Alfie. You know what? You could still play, man. I bet if he laced it up and just dressed for us, I guarantee you'd still fit in. And then some, probably be one of the better players on the ice. But no, having him on the ice and kind of as a younger guy, it's cool kind of having those little tidbits and having moments of kind of conversation and picking his brain about certain stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he and I had a long chat today about just like waiting out goalies and like being able to pump fake and like, and being able to either shoot, pass or cut back out of it and that sort of stuff. So kind of being able to pick someone's brain who's played 1400 plus games in the NHL and is an all time great. It's pretty darn cool. And not a lot of guys that I know that play in the league can say that, can talk to a guy that has played that many games and pick their brain.
Very cool.
It's cool that he's on the bench. If you go monkey in the middle, Alfie wins every time. If you put 5 guys around the circle and do the pass, he still wins now at 50, whatever. Yeah. He's still the best, best passer I've ever seen.
Oh yeah.
It's like some switch flips in him, anything competitive. It's like, okay, it's wow.
I couldn't agree more.
Has he snapped you on the bench in a game?
Not yet. I've heard guys on the receiving end. It's not, it's scary. It's scary. So I try not to try to do everything the right way.
It's kind of hard to see him like that. Like I've had tough conversations with him, but he wasn't in the organization. Mm-hmm. And I got buddies that played for Gretzky when he snapped at them. And they're like, fuck you, Wayne. Like as a coach, but at the same time, you're like, it's Wayne Gretzky. Like I would have a tough time if Alfie came down hard on me. I'd be like, okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's seriously that, like, I wouldn't know how to react. Like, okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, you sir. Just feel so apologetic, I think, right?
Yeah.
No, immediately. Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more.
See the pressure on me when I'm his golf partner, Bob, and I got to make a putt. I know if I miss.
Oh, yeah. I could see Alfie staring daggers over a 4-footer for sure.
Oh, man.
By the way, Alfie's brother, Henrik's, his birthday today.
That's right. Happy birthday, Henrik.
Yes. Henrik, a Memorial Cup winner with the 67s. Do you think by the end of the year you would ask Claude Giroux for like a signed stick?
I might work up the courage to do it. I'm still on the fence. That bar of courage is very, very low right now. So maybe eventually if I stick around.
I got you, buddy. I'll have one in your stall for you. Okay. I'll perfect. Get you a G-stick. I got you.
Perfect.
If 5 in a row for wins for this team, just what is the mood? It's got to be drastically different than when you first showed up.
Yeah, it's really confident. I think for everybody up and down the lineup, everybody's proven that they can play and produce and make plays, but also kind of when it's time to make the right play, guys are making the right play. It's just all kind of clicking right now, and it's nice. I mean, obviously, it was a different kind of situation when I first came and joined the team, but to kind of see the progression of things from that point to now, I think it's just kind of a testament to the coaching staff and the kind of job that they've done with all the guys.
Yeah, I was at the Chicago game, and you guys are skating on top of the other team so well. Like, mm-hmm. It's just like there were moments in that game where you guys were just doing what you wanted, but it was the biggest thing I noticed, Angus, was defensively. You guys just seem to be in much better spots defensively, and then you get the puck, you're so quick on the counter.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't agree more. Jacques kind of prioritizes defense and that kind of quick transition because, I mean, if you're able to stay over guys, you're going to force dump-ins, you're going to force turnovers, right? And there's guys in this lineup that are, as we talked about, so unbelievably skilled where you get the puck in their hands and they can do pretty magical things, right? So having that kind of transition game is – I think pretty paramount for for everybody here and kind of this team moving forward, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
You may have already answered this with your brother and dad taking a picture with the Vegas girls, but did you have a welcome to the NHL moment? Have you had one yet?
Probably playing against Sid. It was like, I remember it was an ozone face-off and I was the inside winger. He wasn't taking the draw because it was on his offside. So he was lined up as the winger that was going through and the puck kind of, it was like a 50-50 puck and just, he just bodied me so hard and just poked it right back. It was like, I didn't even know what just happened. And yeah, that and watching, I mean, having to go up against McDavid's line when the Oilers were in town, that was kind of a welcome to the NHL moment. Like I've never seen anybody beat Sanderson wide. Mm-hmm. He's the only guy I've ever seen beat Sandy wide. It was like, oh my God.
And it looks effortless, doesn't it?
It's one of those guys that doesn't skate. He glides over the ice. Like he doesn't dig in. It's nuts. Yeah.
I've tried to explain this to people and I don't know how. And like Sid was one of them. Obviously I played against Sid for a long time. Ovi wasn't one of them to me. Malkin was, but there's certain players that you're trying to say how good they are comparatively to the rest of the NHL. And when every single player, and you're talking about the best players in the world, are going, that guy's next level. It's like, how do you explain that, Yorkie? You're like, they're so much better than us. And I don't get it.
and they know it. And they know it.
And they know it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big part of it.
Pain in the asses. And McKinnon's the same way. McKinnon takes three strides and you're like, nope, I don't have that gear.
Yeah, that was nuts. I think it was my third game we played in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And it was right after Devon Toews had pretty much called out the entire team. Mm-hmm. Makar just came back into the lineup. I was like, oh my God, we're walking into the Russian five here. And it was nuts. I mean, I had to cover a cross and drop between Makar and McKinnon. It was like, I don't know what to do here. Like it was full red alert, alarms going off everywhere. It was like, just whatever you can do to try to poke it or somehow.
We've talked about those. Everybody talks about those guys, but how underrated is Mikko Rantanen?
He is, for his size, first off, I think he's an incredibly underrated skater.
Yeah.
I don't think people give enough credit for his skating. But his hands, man. I think he scored he was the only guy that I've seen score a cross, you know, like those Crosby tips where the guy kind of chops it.
Yeah.
Like it's like a strong side tip. He did that on the power play against us, and I was like, that's the first time I've ever kind of seen that executed as well as Sid does it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, like that tip is so, I mean, I'm sure as you guys know, that tip's not easy to do.
No,
especially consistently. You either heel it goes in the corner, or ramps up out of play.
Yeah, and you just kind of skate off after that, and you tip your cap because you're so you go
seriously. Yeah, it's one of those plays where like, all right, like, well, let's go to center ice here. Nothing we can really do about that.
Yeah, well said. So true.
All right, I want to know a bit more about you, the person. So, do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents. I wouldn't say hidden talents. I like to think I was a pretty good baseball player back in the day. Not to kind of toot my own horn, but if I didn't play hockey, that's something I definitely would have pursued.
Yeah. Nice.
What position? Where did you play in ball?
I was either a catcher or short.
Okay. Oh, nice. Wow.
I loved catcher. My dad never let me be a goalie in hockey.
Yeah,
smart.
Which in hindsight is like good call, Dad. I'm not letting my kid be a goalie in hockey either. But he let me be a catcher in baseball, and I thought it was cool because he had the mask and all the pads and that sort of stuff. But I wouldn't, not that I can think of off the top of my head, to be honest. Sorry, that's a boring answer.
No,
how
it's
long,
okay.
How so? It comes a time when you can't do both. How long? How old were you until like? Because you do both. Till you played serious baseball and had to say, you know what, I can't do it anymore. How long did that last for you?
You know what? I was really fortunate. My baseball coaches and soccer coaches I had from when I was 6 years old until I had to cut it off, which was, I think, around 14, 15. Mm-hmm. And they understood, they knew hockey was number one. Like I'd be there for as many practices as I could on pretty much all the games. Thankfully the games were kind of never really intersected because the nice. Hockey games were at night for us. So I was able to play soccer, baseball during the game and go to hockey at night. But I'd probably say about 14, 15, and then it really kind of starts to get divided and you really got to start to kind of hone in on one. But no, I'm a big advocate for multi-sport athletes. I think it's nuts how kids at 5 years old, 6 years old are playing hockey year round.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. I think if you're going to be better off in whatever sport you choose, if you play multiple sports, in my opinion.
Right. And like I played ball too, right up till I was same as you. It makes you so mentally tough, right? Cause you're up to bat and you got to do it. And if you don't, it's on you. Like it's just a great mental sport.
There's nothing I hated more, even to this day, than being struck out. Like I hated striking out. Like I wanted to like go full Bo Jackson on the bat, even though it was a metal bat. So that wouldn't work. But, right on. But no, that stuff drove me nuts.
Can you cook? And if so, what is your favorite dish?
You know what? I do take pride in my cooking abilities. I think you can ask Marnie on that one. You can fact check. But my favorite thing to cook is, I do like a pretty good like pan seared salmon.
Oh, okay.
BC guy, of course.
Good salmon. Finish it off in the oven, then kind of whatever you like is your side. We can do some roast potatoes, kind of a rosemary garlic butter, or some pasta. I make a homemade Alfredo sauce it's kind of one of my favorites. So
that's my
I credit my mom for all of it.
Wow. All right. Not many guys we get on the show can say any of those things. Huh?
He's a college guy.
Make chicken parm. I'm like, everybody makes chicken parm. But all done.
You and Josh Norris can have a cook-off because apparently he says he can cook.
Yeah. It's a college thing, man. You have to.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you have to have a roommate on the road since you're still young?
This is the first road trip I've had a roommate. I'm rooming with Clev right now. But the other ones I've been on my own, which is odd because I don't have a room on my own in Belleville. So I come into my room first time and I'm like, oh, nice. I got a king bed myself. This is the life here.
what's Clev like as a roommate? Is there a remote control battle and, who's your roommate in Belleville?
Belleville, I'm kind of all over the map. Okay. Just based off of kind of injuries or whatever.
Has Sokolov been a roommate?
Yeah. Soko and I were roommates my first year. So Soko's second year and a little bit this year. I think he started rooming with Saulnier, I believe now, but, it was kind of one of those things where you just split. It's whatever, whoever you get, that kind of thing. And Clev's an easy roommate. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know, like I said, it's easy. Like we talk, but if we want to kind of just be on our phones and talk to our parents or whatever, we just kind of give them our space and all that stuff. But no, I wouldn't say there's a remote control battle. Everything's on like Netflix and YouTube and all that stuff now. So it's not as much kind of live TV. And I don't think in the TVs here, I don't think they have the Netflix option. So there hasn't been the need for a battle quite yet.
I did check in with Marnie, asked if you could cook. The answer was sure can.
Nice.
I was hoping for a minute he was slightly wrong.
Hoping for some controversy.
Yeah. All right. So can you, if you were to have Bobby over for dinner, how would you cook?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cook his steak.
I think it's automatic medium rare.
Thank you.
Well, interview's over.
I think it's sacrilegious if you go anything other than that.
Right? Well, we cooked the steak well done, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Well done.
Yeah. And he burns his toast.
Yeah. You might as well chew on a marble table at that point.
Thank you.
Look, thank you. See, Wally.
I like my steak. Like I want him basically, if he had penicillin, he would have survived. I'm like, yeah. I want him.
you want to bleed and still.
Yeah. Yeah. Just rip the horns off, walk him around the fire, and I'm good to go. So that's it.
I will say, though, about toast, I do like my toast well done. I don't know what Wally's toast is like. If it's like black, that's a no bueno. But like a dark kind of golden brown is good with me. That's kind of how I like it.
With peanut butter.
Yeah. I go butter then peanut butter, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Butter then peanut butter.
Yeah. Okay. You don't just waste it without butter. Yeah, you got to have both.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm straight. I can't do that. I want it just charred the tiniest little bit with some like butter and salt, and that's it, Wally. That's it.
That's pretty damn good too.
Yeah. The by the way, since you played baseball, I'm going to assume your hand eye is very good. Are you involved with the ping pong in the room?
I've been invited for a couple games. I haven't played ping pong in a while, so I got steamrolled by Branny pretty quickly.
Branny pretty good.
Yeah, Branny's good. He puts all kinds of sorts of spin. I think his racket's illegal. He's got one of those super cushiony ones that puts outrageous spin on the ball.
Yep.
And it's his own one that he bought, and he doesn't let anyone else use it. So meanwhile, we're using the other ones that that are in the little Gatorade bucket right beside the ping pong table. Right.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, I don't think it's fair, but I think a lot of guys kind of agree with that.
It's a Swedish thing. Alfie was amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, Sandy's pretty good too. Sandy and Branny have some really good rallies.
Okay.
There's always Pagio, Wally. Pager's the best I've played. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you would never play Alfie. Alfie would play people left-handed just to see if you were any good.
I heard that. Yeah.
Like that's nuts.
It's crazy.
Like if you get a chance, try to see if he'll play you one-on-one. He'll play you left-handed. I guarantee it.
Go ahead, Bobby.
All right, I'm no good. I can confidently state that I am a very, very average ping pong player. So I'm okay with that.
We probably have a good matchup then.
Yeah.
Alfie's got the coaches onto pickleball now.
No way. Yeah. Pickleball.
Yeah.
He'll
take on Justin Peters and Ben Sexton. On that kind of turf area. It's not technically a legal court, but they make do, which is I'm sure it's pretty legit.
So you guys can play pickleball at the rink?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, on that little turf area they got a net. You kind of set up the kitchen and everything. Yeah. It's long enough.
Nice.
See, Yorkie, when you had that workout area, it wasn't as big. And then
they
blew out the back and then it became this huge area.
Yeah, no, it's
that happened unreal. While I was there and it was amazing. Yeah. The first year awesome. I was there it's kind of a shit show. But like, could you imagine the gym without that back room, Crooker? Like, it was tough that first year, and then all of a sudden they blew that out, and it was now it's one of the better gyms in the league, I would say.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's a small. Well, it's not a small area, but I mean, if you've got a whole team working out, I'm sure it could get pretty tight in there.
100%. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to keep you. I'll let you go here, but I'm curious. Who's your best friend in hockey, or do you have someone you're close with?
Claude Giroux.
Right on.
Amazing. So, you know what? I think I got a really good group of buddies back home. I got my one buddy, Jay Christensen, that he plays for Columbus. He's up with Columbus right now. And my other buddy, Jordy Beller, he's playing with the Crunch right now in Syracuse. Those are kind of my two buddies. We all grew up playing together. So kind of having the three of us playing pro hockey and we grew up playing together on the same teams is pretty cool.
Awesome.
I don't want to, last question. I meant to ask this earlier and I didn't want to get it at the end, but Arbor Jacques, if I ask you about what he's like to play against, because I've read some quotes and I know because he hit, I think it was Lassie Thompson in another game as well. You're not a big fan of his.
I think that quote was misinterpreted. I'd said something prior to that. I have no ill will towards the guy. I think what happened between him and I was a complete fluke. If that happened 100 times over, that could have been the only time where something bad happened. I just think, I mean, he's a big physical defenseman. And I mean, for him at that point, he's trying to make a name for himself as well. So you kind of have to accept and respect that side of it. I mean, I'm sure as you guys would know, if that happens to any of your teammates where you get kind of a bad hit, you're not going to be impressed with someone, especially 10 minutes after playing against them. Right. So I think I don't have any ill will towards him. I mean, you're happy for the guy who's playing the NHL. I don't like him on the ice. I respect for him, but I mean, I wouldn't say I enjoy playing against him.
Yeah. Fair enough. Good luck tomorrow, Crooker. We appreciate. Oh, that's the one. Sorry. Why is there Buster written on your stick?
Oh yeah.
So that's just my nickname back home. So no one calls me it out here. But ever since I was a little kid, my dad started calling me Buster, and it just kind of went from there. All my buddies call me Buster. It's weird. I mean, I got 1.5 million nicknames. And kind of drives me nuts, and you can go I don't even want to get into it, but I think we counted it out one time. I think on the bus in Belleville, I think I got 20 nicknames that I go by, it's nuts.
What's the most
you can go the beef route, you can go the burger route, you can go steak, Gus, right. Buster, Crooker, Crooksy, all that stuff. It's just the list is long.
What's
the most calling you in the room now?
Yeah.
Either Shank or Crooksy. I haven't heard Crooksy before, so that's, I guess, a new one.
Sticking.
Yeah.
So will you always keep then Buster on your stick?
I think from now on. I mean, this is the first year that I've had it on. So far this year, I think it's gone pretty well, so I think we'll kind of keep it going with that.
Yeah.
I like it. We will always now refer to you as Buster.
Yep.
Perfect. First people out east that are calling me Buster.
Love awesome. It.
Angus, good luck the rest of the year. We hope you stick around. We look forward to you next year. We've enjoyed, as we've told you before, we've enjoyed watching you play for sure.
Yeah, it's been fun, man. You've been a real bright spot for us.
No, thank you guys.
Keep going.
Big, really, big really fan. Kind of you guys.
Big fan, Angus. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Thank good you luck. Guys. I really do appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Remember,
on.
Across the street, whatever the name of that restaurant is. Enjoy tonight.
I'll say Bobby Ryan sent us.
That's it.
Yeah. We'll take the bill too.
Yeah.
Yeah, see you later.
See you, bud.
All right, there goes Angus Crookshank. Good,
great interview.
He's just a good dude.
Well, a little bit older, right? He's a 99, so
24 years old. Yeah,
24. He's been through some hardships. He's got some experience. College guy too. Like, I don't care what anybody says. College, just when you got to balance both school and hockey, it makes you more mature. It just does.
Just matures you. Yeah.
What a great kid.
You play a lot less though, Yorkie. You play 30+ games a year.
Listen, when you play junior hockey, you're playing video games and you're playing a ton, but you're wasting so much time. You are.
Wasting so much time.
It's a joke.
So true. Yeah. So true.
So
I got two boys that go to college, and their level of maturity since they've left and done this has gone through the roof. It's just to be a student athlete, it's a lot. But you can see you're just become a more well-rounded person. You do. You can't deny it.
Speaking of college hockey, you guys been watching the playoffs?
A little bit.
The Frozen Four set. That overtime game with Quinnipiac yesterday was good. That is was it BC or BU? I always get the two confused. I think it was BC, but they're both in the Frozen Four anyway. But
hey,
yeah,
boys. Thinking, speaking of championships, I won a championship last Thursday.
Did you win a big one?
Oh yeah! Look at this. There's the team right there. The boys from Roundel Wealth Management. So listen, I played in this event. Hockey Helps the Homeless. It's an outstanding event. Helps here in Ottawa. Helps the Shepherds, A Good Hope. It's just unbelievable. So I get drafted. We do a draft at Sen's house Wednesday night. I get drafted. A bunch of these guys are ex Ottawa U players, or they played under murals or on the team, and what a bunch of beauties these guys were. Guys, so Ben, our goalie, great guy, puts the team together. You know, he had a little bit of a rough night, the night of the draft. The next day, like, we had an 8 a.m. game. Ooh. All of a sudden, we're getting the speech from Hockey Helps the Homeless. They come in and they told a great story. As the story's being told, our goalie may have been in the bathroom and may have had a bad stomach, and the whole team could just hear him just throwing up in the bathroom.
Oh no.
And then after the first game, poor guy, head on the blocker, down. But I'll tell you what a trooper.
He rallied?
Back, rallied and was unbelievable in game two and game three. We ended up winning, but you know, one of the best hockey names ever on my team. How about this? Beveridge. His last name was Beveridge. Just a complete beauty.
First name Haba.
Oh yeah. So I got to give a shout out to some of the boys. Brendan, my line mate, he was unbelievable.
No, it's not an acceptance speech here.
No, it's good. Yeah,
and you know what? I got to say too, one of the boys on our team didn't play much hockey, but got player of the game. Big shout out to the Dark Knight. This guy was unbelievable. The Dark Knight. Dark Knight Rising.
Okay, we're moving on. While we're doing accolades, Ryan Green, by the way, Greener 613, is the latest winner of our Twitter. I'm coming in hot, so we'll get him a sweatshirt and a hat. Moving on. So, Sens play tomorrow night, which we'll get into a lot of that tomorrow. Big games tonight, by the way. If you've looked at the schedule, the playoff races that are coming down to it, brought to you, as always, by Betway. Bet your way with Betway. Must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly and go to betway.ca. But look at these games tonight, gentlemen. The Philadelphia Flyers are in trouble, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got the Florida-Toronto game. So they're battling it for second, right? Detroit-Tampa. So just for you know, Tampa, the best team in the month of March. The Detroit Red Wings, I believe the third worst team in the month of March. You can tell that with the betting line tonight. And the Islanders Flyers. I don't know if the Flyers are going to hang on. I think Detroit may end up back in that wild card spot.
I think it's a pillow fight there because both teams are terrible. Has the new goalie started yet in Philly? What are you laughing at, York? I mean, like,
it's bad. Neither one want to win.
No. And like Detroit's a totally different team when Dylan Larkin is on the lineup.
Totally different.
They just are. Yeah. I don't think they want to make it. I think the cat wants to go home.
He doesn't want any part of the playoffs, right? Oh, God. Are they getting in, Bob? You got Detroit in.
Let me look again. Here we are.
They're right there.
They got a game in hand on Philly.
Is Washington really going to get in with that goal differential? Like, that'll be the first time in history a team with around they're Washington's
-31.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, historically, if you look at teams that make the playoffs, I can't remember the last team a team was -31 and was sitting in a comfortably, but they're in a playoff position. It makes no sense.
When they lose, they lose big. I think Philly will make it, and I think Detroit will be on the outside looking in. It really just comes down to those two teams at this point because the West is set too. But
The Islanders are hanging around.
They have to win out pretty much, eh?
Do they though? They got two
games in hand on the Flyers
and one on Detroit, and they got a veteran team.
Yes, but they should have been having that veteran team play all season and not the last couple of games.
Yeah.
If I could see their schedule right now,
I would hate for them to make it, and then you're the team that gets them in the first round.
It'd be tough out.
Yeah, that's a tough out. I'd be begging for Philly or Detroit as opposed.
Who would you take if, like, imagine the Rangers? Hey, you finished first. Hey, guess what? You get to play the Islanders in a New York series.
Yeah,
be good.
I think I would take the Islanders. All you got to go, like, just you look at the makeup of that team.
I don't know. The Rangers, if they can, like, they've got some pretty good goaltending, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've got Adam Fox, Chris Kreider. Like, they've got guys that we just don't give enough credit to.
Yeah. But some of those.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's okay, right?
Yeah.
It's not a great playoff player, though.
What a trade.
Is the bread man going to, like, jump in front of a puck to save a goal? Like, not that that's what he does.
No, he's not.
He will.
No, I think he will.
I can't wait to have this discussion next week or is it 2 weeks when we're picking playoff teams?
Because somebody has to step up eventually if you're going to win as a hockey team, right?
It's not going to be a guy that knows he's not getting paid in the postseason.
I don't know. I think they will. I think they've had enough of just hanging around that they're now
coming. I think Pajot will just take his lunch money and he's going to just sit there and like it. And you
got Pajot's got to find his way in first.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see them get in.
I do too. But I would be livid if I worked all year and I drew the Islanders on game 82. I would be livid because that's
Rangers. Rangers are playing. Rangers, right? Yeah, right. The Rangers are praying for a soft Detroit matchup. They're just praying.
Yep, praying. Because it's a good welcome to the playoffs matchup.
Yeah.
But the Islanders are not.
Imagine that fourth line of the Islanders near the D coming in every, whatever they play, 12 minutes a game. Clutterbuck, Cizikas, Matt Martin running around.
I don't even know if they're the fourth line. If they are, they're the best fourth line in the world. Yeah. They've been there for 15 years, it feels like.
Not anymore. Boris Tkachuk, Mark Kastlik, and Parker Kelly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The MVP line has been very good of late.
Kachuk's been good.
But they're going to be home on April 15th.
I know.
I love where you're going with it.
But they've been really – and I don't know why they're playing 6 minutes a night. Yeah. And maybe that's why they've won five in a row. It's because they're not playing. I don't know. But I just know that when they're on the ice, they've been very good.
Of all the players, and I'll say it again, that we're watching right now, because you got to take everything with a grain of salt, right? Pressure's off.
Yeah.
We're not going to get fooled again. We've seen this song and dance, but I will say, what I'm watching from Drake Batherson is making me believe that he is taking a huge step, and he's going to next year when he starts the season. He's taken a massive step in his game. And I think his game's going to carry over to next year. I really do.
It has to, if they want to have a good start. I think that he's healthy for the first time in a long time. Number one, that ankle injuries can bother you for over a year. Like, they really can. High ankle sprains are
100%.
You never get over it. And every time you hurt it, it feels like you're starting over, right? Or you tweak it and just, I think he's comfortable. I think he's confident. I think he's capable of making plays that maybe only Timmy can make outside of him. And he looks great. I'm happy for him because he's drawn scrutiny from everybody over the time. And I don't know why he's just been the guy that kind of on the offensive side of things people go to. Maybe it was a plus minus that was glaring at some point, but he's just been on another level right now. It's awesome to watch.
But think about this for a sec. You had the way Pierre Dorion constructed the roster. You're always fighting for offensive looks with, okay, we brought the cat in, so we got to figure out, got to give him a bunch of looks. Now we got Tarasenko and Kubalik. They're always you got so much, like, I'll say it again. I've said it so many times. They had way too many guys that had to be in offensive situations. And now with a lot of those guys gone, it's like you get some consistency of putting in, yeah, this is our top six winger. These are our guys. And I think Batherson's benefited the most from that, of just getting more reps, more looks, more opportunities, and he's cashing them in.
Yeah, he is.
Speaking of which, through the month of March, we'll take a look at our hot and cold performers brought to you by DoorDash. As this show is always proudly delivered by DoorDash. Get everything you need, even at the last minute. For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off, zero delivery fees on their first order, $15 or more. When you download the DoorDash app, enter code NATION25. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees in your first order. When you download the DoorDash app in the App Store, enter code NATION25, all uppercase letters. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change, terms apply. Batherson is tied for, he's not tied. He's third on the team in points in the month of March. Brady Tkachuk led all players in 7 goals, and Stützle with 11 assists. Just a heads up. That's how they looked in March.
They've all been good for the last five games.
For those listening online, Wally with a nice play on words, marching orders. Very nice.
Well done. Thank you. I stayed up all night for that. and then, by the way, before we get out of here, because I know, Bob, I don't want to keep you I'm paying you time and a half today because it's a
holiday. 2 minutes.
Yep.
The Wendy's. Did you know? By the way, if you haven't tried their Cinnabons, what are they called? Cinnabon Pull-Aparts. They're fantastic. Just go to Wendy's and the Daily Face-Off Survivor Pool and have a chance to win those Cinnabon Pull-Aparts from Wendy's. Enjoy a coffee as well at the same time. There's no reason you can't enjoy both. Wendy's and the Daily Face-Off Fantasy are giving you a chance to win weekly prizes all season long. And hey, even if you make a few wrong picks, at least you know heading to Wendy's right now for a $5 Cinnabon Pull-Apart and small coffee, excellent choice. Sign up for the Daily Face-Off Survivor Pool at dailyfaceoff.com, sponsored by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. So, the Sens have a chance tomorrow to win 6 games in a row. They've only won 5 in a row twice in the last 7 seasons. They did it last year as well. But prior to that, 2016-17 was the last time they won 6 games in a row. The record, by the way, is 11, and then it's 8, and then 7-7, and then 6. They've a bunch of times they've tied at 6. But that'd be a pretty good feather in the cap for this team right now.
It would be. It's been a year of us talking about goaltending and inconsistency and coaches. It'd be nice to talk about 6 in a row, wouldn't it?
Yes, like that. And so we talk about Korpisalo all the time, right? And now he looks much better. And so we go on this roller coaster of, oh, they look really good now, and they don't look good now. But I mean, he certainly played like he's supposed to at the moment. And Jacques said it right, that this is a team that's now playing a much better defensive game and pressuring the puck a lot more.
Oh yeah. Wally.
Yeah. Way more shots from the outside.
Yeah. Way better. JK Rowling. You are outdoing yourself today.
I always wonder if you notice. Yeah.
I noticed that one. Again, for those listening online, Wally's got a clever board up on Jonas Korpisalo, and it says heading JK Rowling. He's rolling. Very good.
Well, clearly I'm employee of the day.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you
100%. Got it.
thank you. Well, just in that, we will do it again tomorrow, 3 p.m. We will set up the Minnesota game as they get set. I don't like that St. Paul hotel, Bob. I know you do. I don't like it.
I love it.
I don't like the hotel. The beds suck. The rooms kind of stink, but the food is phenomenal.
Right?
Best top 5 Alfredo sauce in the league.
One of the best lobby bars in the league too.
See, I never been there. We always deferred. The coaches got the hotel and we went out, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of how it went for us. Coaches got the hotel bars and the restaurants, and then we got everywhere else.
Yes.
I infiltrated that lobby bar once I started doing media.
Infiltrated it. There you go. Well done.
You got to get out, Yorkie. You guys just hanging out at the hotel. You got to get out.
Oh, that's a great one. I love it there. All right. Bob's short answering you now, Wally. It's time to go.
I know. And I got lots of questions for him. There was something else I was going to ask you about. But now
do you have a lock of the day or anything? Like, let's get out of here.
I have to bring it up tomorrow. Alex Day, Yorkie. We'll bring it up tomorrow.
We'll talk Daggy. We'll talk Turkey.
Okay.
See you guys.
See you guys. Thanks to Angus Cruikshank for joining us.
Yes,
absolutely. He was great.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.